Weenus started from his chair. You are not bluffing me. There is no counterstroke. If you are counting on the support of the other kingdoms, forget it. Their navies combined are no match for ours. I know that. I don't intend firing a shot. It is simply that the word went out a week ago that at midnight tonight, the planet Anacreon goes under the interdict. The interdict? Yes. If you don't understand, I might explain that every priest in Anacreon is going on strike unless I countermand the order. But I can't while I'm being held incommunicado. Nor do I wish to, even if I weren't. He leaned forward and added with sudden animation, Do you realize, Your Highness, that an attack on the Foundation is nothing short of sacrilege of the highest order? Weenus was groping visibly for self-control. Give me none of that, Harden. Save it for the mob. My dear Weenus, whoever do you think I am saving it for? I imagine that for the last half hour, every temple on Anacreon has been the center of a mob listening to a priest exhorting them upon that very subject. There's not a man or woman on Anacreon that doesn't know that their government has launched a vicious, unprovoked attack upon the center of their religion. But it lacks only 4 minutes of midnight now. You'd better go down to the ballroom to watch events. I'll be safe here with 5 guards outside the door. He leaned back in his chair, helped himself to another glass of Locris wine, and gazed at the ceiling with perfect indifference. Weenus blistered the air with a muffled oath and rushed out of the room. A hush had fallen over the elite in the ballroom as a broad path was cleared for the throne. Leopold sat on it now, hands solidly on its arms, head high, face frozen. The huge chandeliers had dimmed, and in the diffused, multicolored light from the tiny atomo bulbs that bespangled the vaulted ceiling, the royal aura shone out bravely, lifting high above his head to form a blazing coronet. Weenus paused on the stairway. No one saw him. All eyes were on the throne. He clenched his fists and remained where he was. Harden would not bluff him into silly action. And then the throne stirred. Noiselessly, it lifted upward and drifted. Off the dais, slowly down the steps, and then horizontally, 6 inches off the floor, it worked itself toward the huge open window. At the sound of the deep, toned bell that signified midnight, it stopped before the window, and the king's aura died.